请看启示录第三章。
Refer to Revelation chapter 3.
第一节
Revelation chapter 3 verse 1。
一节，你要写信给撒迪教会的使者说，那有神的七灵和七星的说，我知道你的行为，按明你是活的，其实是死的。第二节
verse 2。
你要警醒坚固那剩下将要衰微将要衰微的，因我见你的行为在我神面前没有一样是完全的。第三节
verse 3。
所以要回想你是怎样领受怎样听见的，又要遵守并要悔改，若不警醒，我必临到你那里如同贼一样。我几时临到你几时临到你也绝不能知道。四节
4。
然而在撒迪你还有几名是未曾污秽自己衣服的，他们要穿白衣与我同行，因为他们是配得过的。第五节
verse 5。
凡得胜的必要这样穿白衣，我也必不从生命册上涂抹他的名，且要在我父面前和我父众使者面前认他的名。六节
6。
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳就应当听。在前面的几封书信我们都可以看到主耶稣都是以称赞为开始。
In the previous letters, we see that Jesus starts out each letter with a praise.
到了这个信函的末了，才有责备跟要求。
So after Jesus praises them for their good points, then he will rebuke them and encourage them on what to change.
但是我们看到这一封写给撒迪教会的书信却一开始就是责备的。
But we see here in this letter to the church in Sardis, in the very beginning, it starts out with a rebuke.
在这七封书信里头就是写给撒迪的，还有老底家教会的信徒没有得到主耶稣的这个称赞。
Of all the letters sent to the seven churches, only Sardis and the church in Laodicea did not receive any praise.
所以我们来看看这个撒迪教会的信徒有什么样的缺点让主耶稣责备。
So let us examine what are the weaknesses of the members in the church in Sardis that require Jesus to rebuke them.
在这个第二节里头，第一节后面。
And the latter portion of verse 1 states.
说我知道你的行为，按明你是活的，其实是死的。
It states that I know your works that you have a name that you are alive, but you are dead.
因我见你的行为，在我神面前没有一样是完全的。
For I have not found your works perfect before God.
从这一段的经文当中我们可以看到主耶稣责备撒迪教的信徒有两方面。
And so from this passage we see that Jesus rebukes the church in Sardis in terms of two aspects.
第一方面，主耶稣责备他们按明是活的，其实是死的。
The first is that they seem to have a name that they are alive but actually are dead.
换句话说并不是没有好行为
So in other words, this doesn't mean that they don't have good actions.
不是出自于纯正的动机
But it means that what they do is not out of a pure motive.
是出自于有企图的。
But they have an ulterior reason for doing what they do.
在现今的社会里头有很多的这个商业的花招很多商业的行为广告。
In society, there are a lot of news that will break your heart when you hear it.
打着辅导打着这个协助来打着这个知名来行这个敛财之实讲得很好听要帮助人群，其实是要你的钱。
And sometimes in society, you will see people who seem to be good and seem to want to help others, but in fact, all they want is your money.
那这种风气在基督教界里头也渐渐的被沾染了。
And slowly we can find this occurring in different churches.
在这个前几年台湾的报纸上可以看到很多宗教的乱象。
A few years ago in the Taiwan newspaper, I saw many poor occurrences in the different churches.
大致要协助这个青少年。
They wanted to do things to help young people.
要匡正他们的谬误行为 要导正他们错误的行为。
And these churches wanted to help these young people correct their wrongdoings.
或者是说协助这个婚姻不和的夫妻要过着完这个幸福的婚姻生活。
Or these churches wanted to help people with broken marriages so that they may live a better, have a better marriage.
很多这个挂羊头卖狗肉的这个形形色色的这个宗教骗子就应运而生。
And so a lot of these people from different religions were able to deceive others in this way.
真是让主的名蒙羞。
And this truly shamed the name of Jesus.
也让正派在传扬耶稣基督的救恩的教会跟着受累。
And this also harmed the true churches that were actually trying to preach the gospel.
那在教会里头弟兄姐妹的侍奉。
Now, in terms of service within the church itself,
有时候我们也可以看到有这种动机并不单纯的侍奉。
Sometimes we can see people serving without a pure motive.
在教会里头要得到钱财那是不可能的。
And in serving in church, it's impossible to receive any kind of monetary benefit.
但是要得到人的称赞掌声倒是比较容易。
However, it is pretty easy to receive praise from other people.
所以有些这个信徒在这个侍奉神的过程当中
，Therefore, some people when they are serving God,
仍然是停留在这种动机不单纯的这个企图
They often are stuck at this place where they only serve God for their own personal reasons.
让原本服侍的好意却成了绊倒人的绊脚石。
And ultimately, their service becomes a stumbling block to other members.
这个就是主耶稣在这边责备撒迪教会按的名分是活的，其实是死的。
And this is what Jesus means when he rebukes the church in Sardis, saying, "You seem to have a name that you are alive, but you are actually dead."
表面上好像热心在服侍主。
Externally, you seem very fervent in serving God.
其实在主的眼光里头却是有名无实。
But in the eyes of God, they are dead.
是为了自己的名声，为了自己的权利。
This is because everything they do is for their own name and their own benefit.
如同保罗在提摩太后书三章五节说有敬虔的外貌，却背了敬虔的实意。
That's why in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 5, Paul states that
有敬虔的外貌却背的敬虔的实意。
That on externally they seem to be doing something for a reason, but on the inside it's different.
不是没有爱心行为。
It's not that you're doing things without love.
但是爱心只是为了要谋得人家的称赞，谋得对自己的好处。
But you are doing things not truly out of love, but because you want to receive man's praise.
表面上看起来很仁慈，很敬虔。
So on the outside you look pretty reverent.
可惜在生命里头已经沉睡，已经枯槁。
But on the inside, your spiritual life is actually quite dry.
所以主耶稣责备他们。
And that's why Jesus is rebuking them.
希望他们能够悔改。
And he is hoping that they will repent.
从沉睡当中醒过来。
And that they will awaken from their faulty.
不要成为假冒为善，成为虚有其表的这个信徒。
And to not become hypocrites, but to become true believers.
这是主耶稣第一个责备撒迪教会这个按名是活的，其实是死的。
And so this is the first point in which Jesus rebukes the church in Sardis, that they are actually dead.
第二个，主耶稣责备他们的行为他说在我神的面前没有一样是完全的。
Secondly, the second point is that none of their works are perfect before God.
不是说撒迪教会的信徒没有好行为
So this doesn't mean that the church in Sardis doesn't have any good works.
而是说没有一样完全的。
But it means that they don't have any perfect works.
什么是不完全？
And so what does it mean to not be perfect?
不完全有两种意思。
To not be perfect has two meanings.
一种意思就是程度上的不足程度就是程度上不足了举例来讲不是没有祷告，是祷告不迫切
For example, it doesn't mean that they don't pray, it's just that they don't pray hard enough.
不是没有真理但是一知半解
It's not that they
了解一半而已
It's that they only understand partially.
不是没有侍奉但是不尽心尽力
It's not that they don't worship God, but they don't worship God with all their heart.
这种叫做在程度上的不完不足不完全。
So this is what it means when that that they do something, but they don't do it to its full extent.
那不完全还有另外一个意义，就是偏重于一面，忽略了另一面。
And imperfection also has a second meaning where that means you emphasize one part, but you neglect something else.
比如说像这个我们早上提到的以弗所教会偏重于这个真理结果失落了爱心。
For example, the church in Ephesus emphasized on their beliefs and therefore they sacrificed love.
或者是推拉教会偏重爱心却失去了真理。
Or on the other side, the church in Thyatira emphasized love but they lacked the truth.
如同这个烤饼一样只烤了一面一面烤焦了一面还是生的不能吃。
This is just like if you were cooking something, you only cook one side, but the other side is still raw.
所以撒迪教会好像什么都有
So it seemed like the church in Sardis has everything.
有那么一点点而已
But they only have that little.
但是不完全
But they're not perfect.
很多时候我们也是这样子
A lot of time this is true for us.
你说我们不爱主吗？
Do you say we don't love God?
我们爱主
Of course we love God.
你说我们不忍耐吗？
Do you think that we don't have patience?
我们也会有一点忍耐。
But of course we have some patience.
但是真有忍耐吗？
But do we have true patience?
却经常在发脾气。
Because we often get upset.
每一个样都有那么一点点，但是都不够。
We have a little of everything, but not enough.
样样都有却没有一样突出的。
We have a little of everything, but we don't have any one that surpasses everything.
什么都会但是都不精通。
We can do everything, but we cannot do everything well.
没有一样可以让主称赞的。
There is not one point that is worthy of praise.
这种在信仰上不积极追求的这个态度就是主耶稣责备撒迪教会他们不完全的原因。
And this attitude of not pursuing diligently is why Jesus rebuked the church in Sardis.
曾经听前辈同工说过用这个人的五这个四肢五官来形容末世的这个教会
Once one of my senior pastors told me or drew analogy of our four
形容末世的信徒
To he
人用人的样子
He used the form of a man to describe the end days.
头很大
He said your head is big.
眼睛也很大
And your eyes are big.
嘴巴耳朵都很大
And your ears and your mouth are big.
肚子也很大
And your stomach is big.
但是手脚却细细小小的
But your hands and your feet are very small.
看起来像个外星人 ET.
You look like an extraterrestrial.
这是什么样的人呢
？And what kind of person is this？
主耶稣责备撒迪教会的信徒
This is the people of Sardis whom Jesus rebuked.
头很大很会想。
They have a big head. They can think.
眼睛很大很会看人家的毛病。
They have big eyes to see the faults in other people.
耳朵很大，好会听道理。
They have big ears to listen to the doctrines.
嘴巴很大很会讲人家的是非。
And they have a big mouth to speak different things about other people.
肚子很大因为吃了很多属灵的粮食
And they have a big stomach because they have eaten much spiritual food.
可是没办法消化。
But unfortunately, they can't digest it.
手脚细细小小的。
And their hands and feet are small.
没办法将道理行出来。
They cannot practice what they have learned.
撒迪教会的信徒就是这样的一个光景
And this is the same situation as the church in Sardis.
难道今日的我们没有这样的一个倾向吗
？But the question is, are we like this?
主耶稣要他们悔改。
Jesus wanted them to repent.
要遵守主的真道。
To be obedient to the truth.
所以第三节主耶稣对他们有要求了。
Therefore, in verse 3, Jesus has a request.
所以要回想你是怎样领受的。
He said to return to what you received previously.
是怎样听见又要怎样遵守。
How what you have heard before and hold fast to it.
并且要悔改，若不警醒，我必临到你那里像贼一样。
But ultimately, you must repent, or else I will come as a thief.
我几时临到你，绝不能知道。在这一个经文当中主耶稣提出的一个勉励也很清楚的也提出了很清楚的警告。
So here Jesus gives him a clear encouragement and warning.
主耶稣要撒迪教会的信徒做自我检讨。
Jesus wanted the church in Sardis to have a self-reflection to look at themselves.
说你要回想。
He said to think back.
主耶稣要他们回到圣经。
To return to the Bible.
想想是怎么领受的。
And to think about what they received originally.
是怎么样听见的。
And what they had heard before.
所以可是撒迪教会当时从使徒那边所领受的教训是全备的。
Because what the church in Sardis originally received from the apostle was the truth.
他们有一个很好的开始。
They had a good beginning.
啊，却渐渐地离开了这个好的开始。
But unfortunately, they slowly deviated from this truth.
啊，这也是我们今天第啊，我们啊的一个写照。
And this is a warning to all of us today.
啊，我们当日我们从主耶稣那边领受恩典。
And this is similar to us because originally we received the truth from Jesus.
啊，我们热心查考圣经。
And we fervently studied the Bible.
热心参加聚会。
And we fervently went to service.
热心侍奉神。
And fervently served God.
那曾几何时啊，哎，我们也渐渐地离开了。
But who knew that over time we slowly left God?
我们冷淡啊。
We became cold.
啊，我们啊不用心啊。
And we didn't use our heart.
我们呢，把重点呢，啊，挪到以前所追求的世界去了。
And we began to put our emphasis on pursuing things in the world.
哦，所以在这里，主耶稣啊，劝勉他们三件事情。
And so here Jesus encourages them in three aspects.
要回想。
To think.
要悔改。
To repent.
要警醒。
And to be watchful.
啊，保罗为了挽救这个加拉太教会的信徒啊，跌入到异端的陷阱里头，曾经也要求他们回想。
And similarly, the Apostle Paul, in order to weed out the heresy in the church in Galatia, he also asked them to think.
回想他们当时信主的热忱啊，还有当时是从圣灵入门的。
To think about the original fervency they had toward God.
啊，不是用人的理智啊去分析啊。
And to not use man's logic to understand things.
啊，前年啊，这个昆士教会啊，有个潘弟兄啊，他在。啊，受洗回来之后，哦，他说了几句他心里的感言呐。
Last year in Queen's Church during spiritual convocation, after baptism, a brother came up to say a few words.
哦，他是从大陆来的。
He originally came from China.
那他说啊，道理啊，哦，真的是哦，怎么查考也查考不完呐。
And he said that the Bible, the truth, cannot be studied, cannot be completely studied.
哦，但是啊，神的时候到了。
But when God's time comes,
我也领受圣灵了，我也体会到有神了。
And I have received the Holy Spirit, and I have experienced that there is a God.
我也明白了这条得救的道路啊。
And I've understand this truth of salvation.
啊，虽然我整本圣经啊都哦，我不是说全部都明白哦，因为我不是要当传道啊。
And so even though I don't understand completely this the entire Bible because I'm not intending to become a preacher.
哦，但基本上我也都有一个规模了。
But for the most part, I have this understanding.
那我还要等什么？
So what else am I waiting for?
哦，他说了一个比喻啊。
And so he gave a parable.
他说一加一等于二啊，这个大家都知道的。
He said everybody knows that 1+1=2.
啊，但是为什么一加一等于二
？But why does 1+1=2?
你如果真的要用数学公式去证明啊，可以写满满的一个大黑板啊。
In fact, if you were to try to prove mathematically that 1+1=2, you will write plenty of papers.
不是每一个人都能够。做得到的哈。
It's not something that everyone can do.
啊，但是为什么大家都知道一加一等于二
？But why is it that everyone knows 1+1 is 2？
从实际上的体验得知啊。
It's because of your experience in life.
所以今天我既然领受了圣灵，我在生活的体验上，我得知神跟我同在，神帮助我。
So today in my life, I have experienced God, and I know He is true because I have felt Him in my life.
那为什么我一直拒绝呢？
So why did I continually reject?
到底我要明白到什么样的程度呢？
To what level must I understand the truth?
以我人的脑袋，我怎么能够了解神的奥秘呢？
From my understanding as a man, how can I understand the mysteries of God?
要不是神启示，我又怎么能够知道呢？
If God doesn't reveal to me, then how will I know?
啊，神已经把得救的道理启示给我了。
So God has already revealed the message of salvation to me.
把那个得救的凭据圣灵也赏赐给我了。
And He has given me the seal of salvation, the Holy Spirit.
那我还在等什么？
So what else am I waiting for?
所以他就报名洗礼了。
And so he enrolled to be baptized.
小弟觉得他讲的这一番肺腑之言呢，很值得我们参考。
And so I think the words that he said are very interesting and are worthy of thinking about.
所以我们要回想啊。
We have to think back.
回想我们当时是怎么样信主的。
Think back to how we came to believe in Christ.
所以在这里啊，主耶稣也借着约翰用同样的方法，要撒迪教会的信徒啊，来回想当时啊是如何的热忱。
And likewise, Jesus wanted the church in Sardis to think back to originally what their fervency was like.
不但听从神的道。
Not just to listen to the words of God,
而且把它实践出来
but to act them in their life.
哦，所以如今如果想要恢复以前那种热忱，只有一条路啊。
And so, if you want to go back to your original fervency, there's only one way to go.
耶稣说，悔改。
Jesus said, repent.
用这个悔改来纠正他们行为上的错误。
Repent to show that they were wrong and to change what they were doing.
撒迪教会之所以落到说有名无实的光景里头是因为他们虽然听了很多正确的真理。
And so the church in Sardis, even though they had listened to many truths,
却没有去遵行。
But they did not obey it.
心没有把它记牢。
They didn't remember it in their hearts.
这种只听到而不行到是我们基督徒最大的危险。
And this action of listening but not putting into practice is the most dangerous thing for a Christian.
再来说要警醒。
Secondly, he said to be watchful.
警醒是针对这些所谓的间歇性的基督徒的一个来针对他们说的。
To be watchful is to be wary of these other Christians who are not true and to discern what they are saying.
什么叫做间歇性的基督徒
？So what are these other types of Christians?
有时候很热心。
There are these Christians who are sometimes very fervent.
突然翻脸不来了。
But then all of a sudden they stop coming to church.
有时候很有爱心。
Sometimes they have great love.
有时候突然冷酷无情。
But then all of a sudden they are cold.
有时候很刚强。
Sometimes they are strong.
突然之间变得很软弱。
But then they become very weak.
所以耶稣不但要他们悔改还要警醒
So Jesus not only wants them to repent, but to be watchful.
要天天的持守。
To continually daily to be strong.
服从耶稣基督的真道所带来的要求。
And to fulfill the requirements that the gospel brings about.
所以主耶稣勉励他们要成为永恒，要成为很久守道的。
And so Jesus is telling them to become Christians who hold on to the gospel for eternity.
天天守，时时守
To continually and daily to put into action these words.
很久守道的好信徒。
And these are Christians who continually hold on to those words.
接下来主耶稣对撒迪教会也提出了一个警告。
And then furthermore, Jesus mentions a warning to the church in Sardis.
撒迪教会的信徒他们并没有异端这个入侵的困扰。
The church in Sardis didn't have this problem of heresy entering the church.
也没有从外面而来的迫害跟攻击。
And they did not have any external pressure or tribulation.
然而却也失去了成为持久性信徒的这种心智。
Yet they were still, they still became people who did not hold fast to these words.
所以主耶稣告诉他们说如果不悔改不回想、不悔改、不肯警醒
And so Jesus said, if you do not return and repent,
主要临到他们那边，如同贼一样。
Then he would come as a thief.
我几时临到你们也绝对不知道。
And the hour that I come, you will never know.
换句话说主耶稣针对撒迪教会信徒的弱点。
And so here this means that Jesus is directly confronting the weakness of the church in Sardis.
主耶稣知道他们的弱点就是不警醒。
He knows that their weakness is that they're not watchful.
不警醒就没有彻底的悔改的行动。
And if they're not watchful, then they will not have this action of repentance.
就好像一个仆人他这个知道主人不会每天八点准时到。
This is just as if a servant knows his master will not arrive promptly at 8 o'clock every day.
所以他就摸鱼就偷懒。
And so he begins to slack off.
如果主人是不定时的来抽查他，我看他绝对不敢偷懒。
But if he knows that his master will show up and check on him every now and then, then he wouldn't be so lazy.
所以同样的，主耶稣针对撒迪教会的信徒那种失去警醒的信仰态度提出了这个良药。
And so that's why Jesus brings up these two points in terms of their lack of being watchful.
突然临到那边是我们不知道的。
If I come quickly when you do not know about it, then you will not know when he's coming.
我们经常把主耶稣的临到都认知为说就是第二次主耶稣再临来进行审判。
A lot of times we think about Jesus coming in reference to his second coming when he will come to judge the world.
朝第一个人认为不是只是指着第二次再临也是指着主耶稣给你的管教跟惩罚
But I personally think this is beyond just his second coming, but more of what he will come and just see what we are doing and punish us accordingly.
如果不警醒不悔改主耶稣要给我们的惩罚是我们想不到的时候就到了。
Because if we are not watchful, then Jesus' punishment will come when we least expect it.
如同这边用贼的出现那种无法预料。
Just as here they draw the analogy of as a thief when you never expect it.
目的啊，就是要撒提教的信徒啊，时刻保持警醒。
And the purpose that Jesus says these words is to tell the church in Sardis to be watchful at all times.
主人随时都会回来哦。
Because the master will come back at any time.
该做的事情要赶快做好啊。
You have to do what you need to do.
随时预备主人，预备迎接主人的来到。
And you must constantly prepare for the second coming.
好，才能够免去啊，他们那种信仰上啊，那种程度不完全的。
Then in doing so, they will be able to overcome this weakness of not being perfect.
啊，所以主耶稣要求撒提教的信徒啊，要成为实实在在、没有虚假、活在真实啊的神面前的好信徒啊。
And so Jesus asked the church in Sardis to become true believers with no hypocrisy in them.
哦，我们读的这一封写给撒提教会的书信。
And so we've read this letter written to the church in Sardis.
我们也要有一些回应啊。
And so we have to reflect on it ourselves.
耶稣责备撒提教的信徒，按名是活的，其实是死的。
Jesus rebuked them, saying that they were dead, even though they thought they were alive.
只是知道真理。
They only knew the truth.
只是能讲真理。
They could only say the truth.
但却不是真心的实践真理。
But they could not truly.Put into action the truth.
所以主耶稣责备他们。
And that's why Jesus rebuked them.
要求他们务必要悔改啊。
And he required that they repent.
所以当我们读了这封信之后啊。
And so after we've read this letter.
我们也应当啊，要真心的来实践我们所听到的道理。
Then we too need to truly apply what we have learned, heard in the sermons.
成为啊，一个有名有实的基督徒啊。
To become true Christians who are alive.
再来。我们呢、读完了这封书信之后
，Furthermore, after we've read this letter,
主耶稣要撒提教的信徒啊，要回想是怎么领受、怎么听见、怎么又要怎么样遵守，并要悔改。
Jesus wanted them to return to and to remember what they had done previously and to repent.
主耶稣啊，期待撒提教的信徒啊，能够常常借着自我的检讨、真心的悔改，来不断的更新自己，来。帮助自己。
So ultimately, Jesus is asking the members in Sardis to have a self-reflection continually in order to build up their spiritual life.
所以今天我们也是这样子。我们一年办了两次灵恩会。
And this is true for us as well. Each year we have two spiritual convocations.
小弟也曾经说过，灵恩会啊，就好像什么，好像我们车辆哈，每年的定期检查一样。
And I've said this before that our spiritual convocation is like going to take your car to inspection.
又好像我们所用的这些仪器呀、要经常做校正一样。
Or just like we have to take something to maintenance.
看看我们哪边偏差了。
And to see where we have deviated or lacking.
哪边不够了。
Or where we do not have enough of.
借着这个灵恩会的时候啊。多听道理，多祷告。
And that's why we utilize the spiritual convocation to pray and to read the Bible more.
向神啊，来认罪悔改。
To turn to God and to repent.
来更新啊，来归正我们的信仰。
To correct and to straighten our spiritual life.
其实这样的功夫不应该只是局限在一年两次的灵恩会里头。
But in actuality, this discipline should not be done only twice a year during spiritual convocation.
应该是在我们每天的生活里头。
We should do this every day in our life.
时时借着祷告读圣经。
Through prayer and reading of the Bible.
与神来亲近。
We can draw near to God.
就好像圣经告诉我们的。
This is just like the Bible tells us.
我们在照镜子一样。
We are looking in a mirror.
我们哪边有这个缺失哪边脏了。要把它除净。
Wherever is messy or dirty, we need to clean it up.
不是看了就走开又忘记了。
It's not that we look in a mirror and then we forget and leave.
所以世界上最容易的事情是什么
？So what is the most easy or the easiest thing to do in this world?
就是立志。
It's to make determinations.
小弟不知道立了多少志要减肥
I don't know how many times I've determined to lose weight.
但是每次都失败。
But each time I fail.
为什么？
But why?
也没有去实践
It's because I don't put it into practice.
但是很多人也同样我要一定要把英文学好我一定要把钢琴练好。
Or many other people will make these determinations of learning English or learning to play the piano.
为什么到现在还没有达到自己的理想跟目标
？But to this point, why is it that they are unable to achieve this goal?
问题在于说我们没有彻底的更新。
The problem is that they don't have this true root.
所以我们。 也要以啊啊肯常常做自我的检讨跟更新啊，成为啊名副其实的信徒啊，来回应这一封写给撒迪教会的书信。
Therefore, we must look at this letter written to the church in Sardis and continually to reflect on ourselves.
哦，再来呀、啊，我们呢、啊、也当以警醒专心呢、啊、来成为啊一个名副其实的基督徒，回应这一封书信。
And we also need to become watchful and very focused on what we are doing.
哦，什么叫做警醒？
What does it mean to be watchful?
意思就是要很久的，要持续的，要天天的来持守神的话语。
To be watchful means that you do something continually and daily.
好，每到这个大的节气的时候啊，比如说过年呐、啊，或者是哈、啊、这个啊、这个所哈、啊、这个寒假不是、这个圣诞节啦、啊，这种大的节气哈、啊。
For example, when it comes time for big celebrations or other things like that,
哦，很多人就会放纵自己。
People become loose and they let go of their watchfulness.
哦，甚至有人说啊，哎，这个治安的啊，这个啊，空窗期来了啊，假期来了。
Or they will say it's vacation time.
哦，所以啊啊，这个犯罪率啊都升高了。
But then it's during these situations that the probability of them sinning becomes greater.
哦。对我们信徒来说
，For Christians，
神不休息的
，God doesn't rest。
啊，遵守神的道理啊，也没有假期的
，And there is no vacation from studying or keeping the words of God。
这是我们应当存有的一个意识。
This is a concept that we have to maintain always。
啊，无论是来教会聚会
，No matter if it's coming to church，
或者是在家里
，Or when we're at home，
在学校、在工作的场合
，Or at school or in work，
我们都要深知啊。哎，我们的信仰是不放假的。
We have to remember that our spirituality never takes a break.
随时的保持警醒啊。
We must always maintain our watchfulness.
不要忘记啊，魔鬼他也不放假。
Because don't forget, Satan doesn't take a break either.
三更半夜啊，他也是出来勾引人犯罪。
In the middle of the night, he will come out to deceive people into sinning.
哦，我们应当以啊，哦，警醒啊啊来啊，警醒持守真理啊，来回应这一封。写给撒迪教会的书信。
So we must, as a result of reading this letter, become more watchful in our daily life.
好，在这个书信里头提到说，在撒迪教会里头，有一些哈有几名啊是未曾污秽自己衣服的。
Now in verse 4 it mentions that there are a few people in Sardis who have not defiled their garments.
哦，他们要穿白衣。
And ultimately they shall walk with Jesus in white.
凡得胜的。就要像这样穿白衣啊。
And then he states that whoever overcomes will also likewise wear white garments.
什么是白衣啊？
So what is a white garment?
衣服代表人的行为啊。
Your garments represent your actions.
啊，我们的白衣啊，我们的衣服脏了吗？
The question is, have our garments become dirty?
我们的行为啊啊，是不是啊，把我们的行为啊，是不是把我们基督徒啊这个荣耀的身份呢、啊，弄脏了？
Has our actions defamed the glory that was given to us?
我们知道我们是基督的新妇。
We know that.
哦，基督的新娘子哈。
We know that we are the bride of Jesus.
新娘子都是穿白纱。
And the bride always wears white garments.
哦，看，如果那件白纱有黑点呢、啊、
？But if the white garment has a black spot,
一定就不好看。
Then it doesn't look good.
哦，大家都希望呢，新娘白纱是越洁白越好。
Everyone hopes that the bride wears a white garment, the whiter the better.
哦，啊，所以我们的白衣在不在啊
？So the question is, do we have this white garment?
我们这些基督的新妇，我们那辆新娘的白纱哦，还在吗
？As Christians, the bride of Jesus, do we still have our white garment?
啊，有一个这个见证这么说啊。
There's a testimony that says.
啊，说有一个啊，有一对夫哦，这个夫妻啊。
There is a couple.
太太啊。啊，有天晚上睡到一半呢、啊，哦，这个坐起来在哭啊。
One night the wife was sleeping, and then she just woke up and started crying.
那先生就被她吵醒了、啊，就问她说啊，这个大半夜的在哭什么
？And so the husband was woken up, and he asked, "What are you crying for in the middle of the night?"
哦，这个姐妹才说啊，我刚刚做了一个梦。
And so the sister replied, "I just had this dream."
啊，那个噩梦啊，啊，不要，梦都不是真的、啊，不要理她。
But the husband said, "Oh, there's just a dream. Don't pay any attention to it."
但是梦很真呢。
But the wife replied, "But the dream was so real."
好了，你讲给我听听看。
And so the husband said, "Okay, fine. Tell me."
哦，我梦见了，我在小时候长大的地方啊，哦，在乡间小路上哦，我们玩耍玩得很愉快。
She said, I remember, or I dreamt that I was little and we were at the place where I grew up and we were playing.
玩得很愉快干嘛哭呢?
And so the husband replied, well, if you were playing and were so happy, then why are you crying?
不是的, 啊, 后来啊, 啊, 我看到, 哇, 这个前面啊, 这个, 很热闹, 哇, 一大队的车队, 哦, 浩浩荡荡的开进我们的村子里头。
But then she replied, that's not why I'm crying, because later on I saw all these cars and they came towards us.
哦, 我仔细一看啊, 哎, 娶新娘啊, 哦, 婚礼啊。
And she said, and I, as I looked closely, I realized that it was a wedding procession.
哇, 很多人在看啊, 我也挤过去看啊。
And so since everyone was watching this wedding, I decided to go look also.
哇, 那个轿车好大, 好漂亮。
And these cars were so big and beautiful.
哇, 后面啊, 好多的礼物啊, 一辆一辆的车子。
And there were all these presents and many cars behind it.
哇, 我啊, 我想说, 到底是谁要来娶新娘?
And so I was wondering to myself, who is getting married?
这么气派。
So glorious looking.
我就问旁边的，他说谁要来娶新娘？ 哇，这么气派！
And so I asked the person next to me, who's getting married?
哦，旁边的人说啊，主耶稣要来娶新娘啊。
And the person replied, Jesus is coming to get married.
哦，难怪啊，主耶稣要来娶新娘，哇，天国的万王之王，当然是这么气派。
And so she thought, no wonder Jesus is Jesus. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. No wonder it's so wonderful looking.
他又接着问啊。
And then so she asked.
要娶谁啊? 是谁这么荣幸啊?
Who is lucky enough to marry Jesus?
想不到这个时候啊, 所有人转过头来看他, 诶, 就是要娶你啊, 你怎么还在这里耶?
And then everyone in the crowd turned and looked at her and said, He's coming to marry you. What are you doing here?
诶, 啊, 你怎么没有穿新娘服啊? 啊, 你的新娘服弄到哪里去了?
Why aren't you wearing your bridal garments? Where did it go?
啊, 你怎么全身弄得脏兮兮的?
How come you're all dirty?
啊，你拖鞋呢？啊，你的鞋子怎么不见了？
And what happened to your shoes?
哇，大家众人啊，这样指来指去啊，她赶快看自己啊，啊，真的是啊，啊，全身啊，玩的啊脏兮兮的啊，蓬头垢面啊，啊，这个一只拖鞋也不知道玩到哪边去的。And
then so as everyone turned to look at her and point out what she was missing, she looked at herself and realized that she was all dirty and soiled and was even missing her shoes.
哇，看着她大轿车一直过来。
And then she saw the car pull up.
啊，吓得就醒过来了。
And then she was awoken.
啊，就在那边哭。
And then she began to cry.
哇，那她先生就安慰她了。
And so the husband began to comfort her.
啊，主耶稣在提醒你。
Jesus is reminding you.
其实也在提醒我们。
And he's reminding all of us.
啊，我们啊，就像啊，梦中的你一样啊。
We're just like you in the dream.
啊，我们啊，还没有准备好。
We're not prepared yet.
浑身脏兮兮,
We're still filthy.
啊, 我们那个白衣不见了,
We've lost our white garments.
将来怎么样面对主的迎娶啊?
Then how can we face God in the end?
啊, 只有当一个啊, 丢脸的新娘啊。
We can only be a shameful bride.
啊, 所以, 啊, 这个, 啊, 这个异梦啊, 让那一对夫妻啊, 哦, 发起热心啊。
And so this dream allowed that couple to regain their fervency.
哦, 在教会里头啊, 热心侍奉, 热心的追求。
And they diligently served God in, and pursued after God in church.
成为啊, 名副其实的基督徒啊。
And they became true Christians.
哦, 所以我们求神帮助我们。
And so we ask God to help us.
啊, 让我们啊, 能够将撒迪教会他们的不完全啊, 谨记在心啊。
So that we can take to heart the imperfections of the church in Sardis.
哦, 努力追求完全。
To pursue after perfection.
回想我们是怎么领受的,
to think back to what we received previously.
怎么听见的,
how we heard.
啊, 我们要去遵守,
and we must obey.
好, 我们要警醒,
and we must be watchful.
要悔改,
and to repent.